frozen in the act of opening his purse. It was an outrageous price. A few of the spectators nudged each other with their elbows, obviously hoping I'd somehow swindle Ambrose into paying several times what my slot was actually worth. "I'm sorry," I asked, "do you need that converted?" It was a well-known fact that Ambrose had botched the arithmetic portion of his admissions last term.
"Five is ridiculous," he said. "You'd be lucky to get one this late in the day."
I forced a careless shrug. "I'd settle for four."
"You'll settle for one," Ambrose insisted. "I'm not an idiot."
I took a deep breath, let it out again, resigned.
"I don't suppose I could get you to go as high as 1 and 4?
I asked, disgusted by how plaintive my voice sounded. Ambrose smiled like a shark.
"I tell you what," he said magnanimously. "I'll give you 1 and 3. I'm not above a little charity now and again." "Thank you, sir," I said meekly. "It's much appreciated."
I could sense the crowd's disappointment as I rolled over like a dog for Ambrose's money.
"Don't mention it," Ambrose said smugly. "Always a pleasure to help out the needy."
"In vintage coin, that'll be 2 nobles, 6 bits, 2 pennies, and 4 shins.
"I can do my own conversion," he snapped. "I've travelled the world with my father's retinue since I was a boy. I know how money spends."
"Of course you do." I ducked my head. "Silly of me." I looked up curiously. "You've been to Mod 8, then?"
"Of course," he said absent-mindedly as he proceeded to dig through his purse, pulling out an assortment of coins. "I've actually been to High Court in Kershin. Twice."
"Is it true that the Modigan nobility regard haggling as a contemptible activity for those of any highborn station?" I asked innocently. "I heard that they consider it a sure sign that the person is either possessed of low blood or fallen on truly desperate times." Ambrose looked up at me, frozen halfway through the act of digging coins out of his purse. His eyes narrowed.
"Because if that's true, it's terribly kind of you to come down to my level just for the fun of a little bargain."
I grinned at him.
"We Rue loved a dicker."
There was a murmur of laughter from the crowd around us. It had grown to several dozen people at this point.
"That's not it at all,"
Ambrose said. My face became a mask of concern.
"Oh, I'm sorry, my lord. I had no idea you'd come on hard times."
I took several steps toward him, holding out my admissions tile.
"Here, you can have it for just a halfpenny. I'm not above a little charity myself."
I stood directly in front of him, holding out the tile.
"Please, I insist. It's always a pleasure to help the needy."
Ambrose glared furiously.
"Keep it and choke,"
he hissed at me in a low voice.
"And remember this when you're eating beans and washing in the river. I'll still be here the day you leave with nothing but your hands in your pockets."
He turned and left, the very picture of affronted dignity. There was a smattering of applause from the surrounding crowd. I took flourishing bows in all directions.
"How would you score that one?"
Will asked Sim.
2 for Ambrose, 3 for Quoth.
Sim looked at me.
"Not your best work, really."
"I didn't get much sleep last night," I admitted.
"Every time you do this, it makes the eventual payback that much worse,"
Will said.
"We can't do anything but snap at each other," I said. "The Master's made sure of that. Anything too extreme would get us expelled for conduct unbecoming a member of the Arcanum. Why do you think I haven't made his life a hell?"
"You're lazy," Will suggested.
"Laziness is one of my best characteristics," I said easily. "If I weren't lazy, I might go through the work of translating Edamate Tas and grow terribly offended when I discover it means the Edema Drip."
I raised my hand again, thumb and middle finger extended.
"Instead, I'll assume it translates directly into the name of the disease, Nemseria, thus preventing any unnecessary strain on our friendship."
I eventually sold my slot to a desperate Raylar from the fishery named Jackson. I drove a hard bargain, trading him my slot for 6 jots and a favour to be named later.